This is KEXP. It's 90.3 FM in Seattle, Washington. Around the world, we're on the web at kexp.org. I am in our performance space. I've got a band all the way from Madrid, Spain, to perform live for us today. Heinz.
Sí.
Correct.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's hear some music.
Yeah.
Ew.
Heinz, live at KEXP.
Yeah.
Yeah. Live music here on KEXP, joining us from Madrid, Spain. Heinz, I'm so glad you're here.
We are very, 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 very happy to be here too.
Cool. And that's a brand new song, no?
Yes, it's not out.
It's going to be on the first full-length Leave Me Alone,
correct,
coming out in January?
Correct, 8th of January.
Very cool. But you've put out some stuff. Let's do a little history first. The band started with you two, no? Ana and...
Carlota.
Carlota.
Yes.
They started as a duo like 4 years ago?
Not that long ago, but like...
Yeah, maybe three. I mean, we started first doing covers, so we don't really count on that. We had like another name and just like Bob Dylan songs.
Okay. Really? In the style of Bob Dylan or like rock versions?
No, in their style, in our style.
Okay. Yeah, weird style. And then, we came back like two years and a half ago. And then we wrote the first songs and we had Adi and Amber to join us. We had
them. So the first songs you did by yourself, did you guys play the drums and stuff too on those tracks? So you did everything?
Yes, it was like by tracks. So it was, I mean, we recorded it with a friend in a rehearsal place. And she played the bass and I played the drums. That's why it's like kind of messy.
It's cool though. And it actually caught attention of a lot of people, just those couple first songs you did on the demo. Is that when you realized, oh, we've got something here. Let's do a real band and you can be a real band with two people, but a fuller band with someone who can play drums and bass at the same time?
Yes. I mean, we tried very hard. We even gave a gig. Like, I had like kind of like a thing that we built with a tambourine in my foot. And like, you know, because people in our gigs used to give claps because we hadn't like drums. So everybody was like doing the rhythm and stuff. So we realized that
we got it. We got it.
We understood it, yeah.
And how did you know these two and bring them on board?
Adi was our best friend. Uh-huh. Like, we, the three of us, we were best friends. And Amber, she was just like the perfect drummer. We were looking for a drummer and she bumped it up.
Very cool. And then when you came together as a four-piece, is that when you started to write new songs and put out some more tracks?
We did it at the same time as we were rehearsing. We were building new songs and stuff. As we were just like, we were together for 7 months before, like writing our stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was kind of the same stuff, but with more people and with more brains.
Very cool. And it caught the attention of a lot of people pretty quick, actually. I heard about you guys early, and you've been doing a lot of shows in Spain and Europe, and then...
In Europe, yes.
Yes. And then more so in other places in Europe, or also did you get a lot of shows in Madrid and Spain as well?
Not that much. We don't play in Spain that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we've played in Australia more times than Spain.
Why do you think that is?
What?
How come?
We.
Is it harder to get gigs in Madrid or?
No. But we are not that popular in Spain.
Okay. You're big in Australia.
The legend.
Awesome. But you've been catching attention in other places. Didn't you do South by?
Yes.
Last year?
Yes. And we did 16 shows in 4 days.
Wow, that's incredible.
We're like so proud of that.
And that was your first time to the States?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. And this is actually your first time in Seattle, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Well, welcome. I saw you guys last night at the Vera Project.
Really?
Which
you
was
were there?
I was there.
And you didn't say anything.
Yeah, he told us before.
I watched from the back and then I bought one of the records. Yeah.
Cool.
I didn't. My girl did. I will listen to it. Yeah, it was a fun show. We were talking about all ages shows. You've done a few. I know it's different here in the States where people can't drink until you're 21.
Yeah,
so the show thing is kind of different and weird to you, perhaps.
Oh, yeah. I mean, last night was very weird to us. It was like the first show ever that we've been like drinking water on the stage. But
how did it feel? You sound great. And you look happy. I love watching
you
perform.
We were drinking 5 minutes before.
Yeah, exactly.
come on.
One beer, yeah.
We're going to strike that from the record. Yeah. They were not drinking at Vera Project. Once again, we're talking to Heinz. And you put out a demo, and then you just put out a collection of other songs that you've been putting together called The Best of Heinz so far.
Yes.
And which is about, what, 6 or 7 songs?
It's six, I think.
And then you've been dropping some other stuff like Chili Town and what was the other new song? Garden. And are those going to be on the debut full length that comes out? Are you going to do all the older songs or a mix?
No, those are singles from the, like, singles of the album. And we re-recorded Castigas en el Granero.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have Bamboo. That's the only two songs that were out before and they're going to be in there.
Very cool. Who's going to put that out?
Who? Mom and Pop here.
Oh, very cool. They're the same ones that put out the very best. Mm-hmm.
Same old story.
Yeah. Very awesome. Are you guys excited to put out a full length then?
Yes, we can't wait. Yeah.
We recorded it in April, so we really, really can't wait. Cool. Like, we're different people now.
Yeah.
And this was your first show in Seattle, you said, headlining. Who you've been playing the States for a while now. You've done like 10 dates. Who have you been touring with?
We've been with Glass Animals.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's a great match.
Yeah. Yeah. In big theaters and stuff in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. It has been so cool. So cool.
Nice. And I'll post some information on the playlist. You guys are doing some more dates. You're doing Portland tonight and down the West Coast.
Yeah, so many gigs. We're not coming back until November, so it's like more three more weeks.
Yeah.
Before you head back to Spain. And is the record ready, or do you have more work to do on this
one? So ready.
It's ready. So.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
I think we like approved the last artwork with the barcode and stuff like 3 days ago, so I think it's done.
Awesome.
I think it's done. It's incredible, but it is.
Well, congratulations. I can't wait to check it out. And you're going to do another new song here towards the end. Let's hear some more music.
Cool.
This is Heinz live on KEXP.
And this song is Bamboo, right?
Yeah. Right, guys? guys?
Yes, please. Heinz, live on KEXP. One more at least, please.
This song's called San Diego.
Heinz, live on KEXP. Who's this Diego guy?
It's actually, no, nothing.
You don't have to say.
I don't know that guy.
So glad you guys came in and performed live here for KEXP. Watching you, there's just this joy. I just see that you love the hell out of doing this, and it really makes me happy to see, and it sounds great.
Thank you.
Take me with you wherever you're going.
Okay, come to Portland
you're
tonight.
So welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try
we
to be helpful.
We have space
in
the van.
We have like 12 seats.
Okay.
Just saying. Just
let's
saying.
Expand the band. I can't play anything, but.
Don't worry. You can
introduce.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in. Once again, thank you so much. Welcome to Seattle. Thanks for performing live here on KXP. It was wonderful. And everyone, look for the full-length record. It comes out in January. It's called Leave Me Alone. It's Heinz on KEXP, Seattle.